Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is Three and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
Well, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. It's an SEC Punishment Edition of the program. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, Billy Williford. Four men being punished on this Wednesday because we're unlucky, basically.
We all lose, Tennessee wins.
You got a point there. You got a point there.
We did it for the win.
You've already put yourself on the chopping block for this week. Tennessee wins.
We're all on that chopping block. Thank you.
No, you signed up for that, buddy.
No, they offered the whole show, and I said, yeah, we'll do it. If Tennessee beats Bama, we'll do it. Yeah.
I mean, I'll probably do it.
Yeah.
If Tennessee beats Alabama.
Everybody.
If Tennessee beats Alabama, we'll eat the hottest chip on the planet. One.
Great.
The way Shaq did. I watched
that
video.
He ate half of it.
He ate half of it? He did the whole thing down? I watched another guy use the surgical gloves and quickly chomp through and eat the whole chip. It was bad. Bad news. But no one has to eat anything spicy today. How about that?
Nope, just cold and eggs.
Davey's got the brain freeze punishment. He has his often recommended Sonic 44 Route 44 with the Red Bull. Supposedly the ultimate brain freeze beverage.
Yeah, Route 44 Red Bull slushy.
There you go. Billy decided to go three raw eggs in lieu of six. What was it? Pickled eggs. Almost said deviled eggs.
I'd be all in on the deviled eggs.
Six pickled eggs. I have to become the kid from Remember the Titans. Foamed up.
No, Little Giants.
Oh, yeah. I can't speak this morning. Sorry. Jeez. I mean, I pictured Little Giants, of course. Two very different movies. Little Giants.
Very different.
Houston even brought in a awesome helmet for me to wear. I'm very excited about that.
Hope it fits. It should.
And Houston has shock collar trivia. 10 questions an hour. You miss it, you get the buzz.
Great. Really pumped to see what nonsensical questions I get asked this morning.
Did you study up? Did you study hard?
Yeah, because there's an actual topic list.
Did you study your MBA divisions?
Hold on. I gave you some topics yesterday.
You said Tennessee.
Tennessee, music, movies.
Yeah, man. Like, what am I supposed to study? All movies?
Everyone.
every movie? Just study them?
Yeah.
You could have at least spent some time on IMDb.
Looking at what?
Also said some of the things we covered on the show, so I hope you were listening.
Yeah, and I went back and listened to every show we've done. Get out of here. You can't study.
You got a really bad attitude right now.
I'm wearing a shot caller. And I know how these go. I know what's about to happen.
who was the third string left tackle in 1991?
Oh, come on. That's what's going to happen. We're not going to do that to you. Okay. In fact, Billy wrote the questions with fan input. Davey signed off on them. I even made a couple little edits and
Davey
clarifications.
Oh, Davey signed off on them.
I
well,
actually tried
case.
To make them easier.
I had a
Davey did take one away. You want me to give it to you, the one Davey took away?
Yeah.
We're not using it.
Yeah.
What is Brett Salmaglia's middle name?
Oh, okay. That was one of your questions?
It was from a listener.
Thanks, listener.
This is where you thank me.
Those aren't even listed
I
on...
I took it out!
Yeah, that we thought that was
well,
fair.
I should have kept it because of
is
what you
Todd?
Did to me last year.
Is his
year.
Middle name Todd?
Starts with an R. And this Ooh. Is how I would play the game. Like, I would give you a...
Richard.
Robert.
I would have gone Roger.
To talk about how good of a person I am, Houston had a BS question where he asked me a movie question that did not have the person's name in the movie.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, yes,
let,
it did.
Hang
buddy.
On. Let him finish this. And then I got a rebuttal. Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
And so I would not have known that since the name's not said in the movie. If you go look on Wikipedia,
should have studied IMDb.
Right. That was a very unfair question. You know what's also unfair? You having the wrong answer for one of the questions you wrote.
Yeah.
So I
didn't
think
have
we,
a
let's
wrong
call
answer.
That even.
I didn't have all the answer.
Right. So he got it right and got shocked.
He got a shock they didn't deserve.
I guess we're even.
I will not shock you if you think that you got it right. We'll all come to.
I think I'm going to get them all right.
We'll all come to an agreement before I. Press that button.
So yeah, you're welcome.
That way Houston. I don't accidentally have one wrong on here and then shock you and then you get mad at me.
Oh gosh. This is going to be a nightmare.
I mean, we could swap out some of the questions Rod sent in for questions on our
You
list.
Don't want those.
Yeah. Rod shouts out delivering.
He did come by. I got 12 questions here from Rod.
12.
Yeah.
Is it farm-related?
They are all farm-related.
It's Rod's farm-related trivia.
Yeah. Houston said he was raised on the farm.
Yeah.
I'm a farm guy.
Farming's in the
Big
Crest family
farm
blood.
Guy.
Maybe we should swap out that one like one good farm question.
Okay.
All right. I'm working on it now, so I will.
No.
Well, you get to eat raw eggs.
How about that?
So shut it. Suck an egg, Billy. Have you right now? You want one right now?
I will. I'll wait till we all start getting
punished.
Oh,
you're going to wait. Okay. Yeah.
So we can all.
Dave's already started to slow sip his beverage
together.
I have another one in the fridge.
Okay. That. Just saying you're already slow sipping it.
You sound like you're taking a shot at me.
No. Just saying you're building up some immunity here.
Just talking facts.
I didn't drink the coffee because I knew I was going to be having a lot of Red Bull. So I got to get a little of it in the system. That way I'm good to go. As the show goes on.
Oh, you're going to be good to go. Feels like there's a lot of animosity in the room today.
I'm fine.
I wonder why.
Of course you are. You just have to sit and look stupid. I would love to just sit and look stupid. I have to get electrocuted.
Yeah, you might look stupid. Depends on how you answer.
I was going to say, you don't have to get. You got to get the answers right. I mean it's up to you.
I mean, you can just take the shocks if you want.
If I go 30 for 30, I'll feel pretty good. But that's not going to happen. I know.
I think you got a pretty good chance at getting half.
You just asked me Brent Salmaglia's middle name.
That's not on there.
That's not on the list.
It was. You took it off.
Exactly. I took it off to make it easier.
If that's it's an impossible
That
question.
Was probably the hardest one on there.
Probably. Like, that's impossible.
Yeah. Thank you. It's impossible.
Well, there is one on here that's... Probably really hard.
Well, there's got to be some hard ones.
Oh, good.
There's some easy ones, though.
We'll see. And everyone
there's
says,
at least one layup I can think of right now, and I'm not even looking at them.
Nothing's easy when you have a collar around your neck that's going to electrocute you. The brain just, it's
true.
The fear sets in.
I'm ready for Houston to get about three correct. He'll start talking about how he's on a roll, and then he'll miss about five straight and just get really mad. And
yeah, then you
don't have to listen to him during the break.
And then I'm mad.
Yeah.
And so then I'm not thinking clearly still, maybe even worse, and then I miss layups, and then it's brutal.
He'll say something stupid like, don't let me get hot, and next thing you know.
Davey, shut up. Shut up.
Is that the way it went last year?
Yeah, it's the way it went last year.
I did get hot that one round, though. I got like 7 out of 10.
It's pretty good.
Would have been 8 out of 10, but someone wrote the wrong answer to the question.
Wasn't the same round.
I don't really mind.
I think it might have been.
I don't really mind when you get them the right. Tape. It makes the when you get them wrong that much more impactful.
Well, what's worse is when you think you're right and you're just like, oh, yeah, this.
Yeah.
I'm excited about
What's your favorite color? Blue.
Nope. Red.
No. Talked to your mom last night. She said it was purple.
Why? She doesn't get to know.
The closest person to somebody I just figured was your mother.
Back off.
All right, whatever.
Don't ever call my mother again.
Sorry.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint. Did anything happen in sports? Oh, yeah, the Nationals are going to the World Series.
That's Nationals going to the World Series. They whooped the Cardinals' ass.
Shouts out to the Cardinals. Scored 10 runs in an inning to eliminate the Braves and then had sleepy bats.
Seen how mad Braves fans are now? Like, this has made them more angry, which is funny because a lot of Braves fans, when the Cardinals beat them, are like, I can't stand the Cardinals. I hope they get beat in the next round. But because they got beat so badly, now they've turned. They've flipped. And they're mad. They're like, we lost to the worst non-wild card round team in the playoffs. Like, the Braves fans are basically like, we choked away a game to a team that didn't even really... I mean, the Cardinals had to go the last day to even win their division and, like, get in, you know, or get, you know, the seed they got. Milwaukee was pushing them. The Nats won last night 7-4 to sweep the Cardinals. And I'm telling you what, I know Houston or New York probably going to be the favorite in the series, but with that pitching... The Nats starting pitching shows up. They're tough.
Blah, 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 baseball. And they had a good week on the show.
The Astros won 4-1 over the Yankees, too, in Yankee Stadium. How about that? Mm-hmm. Up 2-1.
Had some news in the NFL.
Yeah?
Make some headlines. We had the Jacksonville Jaguars trading Jalen Ramsey to the Los Angeles Rams for 2 first-round picks and, I believe, a 2021 fourth-round pick.
The Rams seem to be the most willing team to do this the last, 3 years?
Especially for defensive players.
I feel like they haven't picked a person in the first round
in a while.
They
also traded away Marcus Peters.
Yeah.
Another starting cornerback.
Got to make room for Ramsey.
So I guess we'll see if that helps their... Is their defense really the main problem, though? I feel like their offense not being the way it was last year is the main issue.
The defense is bad.
Yeah.
But I would lean towards, yes, the offense is the major problem out there. Like, Goff last week was horrible. He's abysmal.
Gurley's out.
Is that still the same arthritic knee?
They're listing it as a thigh problem.
Thigh contusion.
So you got a Charlie horse.
I guess, yeah.
You hate to see it.
And Malcolm Brown is about basic, average, slow. I mean, he's nothing. They're trying to get... Their problem is they didn't get Darrell Henderson going early in the season, the guy that would give them some juice. They gave him 2 touches and started putting him on special teams. And then when they needed him to be the change of pace against whoever they lost to this past week, it just didn't happen. U.S. men's national team lost to Canada last night.
First time since 1985.
It was even 2-0.
Canada.
Yeah. Oh, and get this. Greg Berhalter, his boss, has to report to Berhalter's brother. So, like, if he needs to be fired, like, he won't even get fired because, you know.
Well, glad we're taking it seriously.
Right, right. U.S. soccer, everyone.
I mean, on the bright side, like, they do kind of make Tennessee's athletic department look somewhat functional.
Yeah. I actually tweeted that at one point last World Cup cycle. Actually, it might have been after we missed the World Cup. And, I don't know. They were doing some other really stupid stuff. I think it's when they had that long coaching search. And then, anyway. So the U.S. soccer is the only functioning athletic thing worse than the Tennessee Vols in my life right now. Anyway, fun news. LeBron James is apparently going to shut up and dribble now. He said he's not going to talk about China anymore because he talked.
It'd be for the best.
A couple days ago and didn't go very well.
Yeah, it did not go well.
Yeah. I read through a pretty long breakdown ESPN. I had a lot of source stuff about what actually had happened in China. Maybe we can get into that later. And then Tennessee's headed towards Alabama, 9 o'clock. Did you see them practicing with their new lights?
Yeah. Ooh. Cool, Bama. You got some Christmas lights in the stadium. Neat. This isn't the dumbest thing. You're Alabama and you're worried about some light. That is the most Butch Jones thing.
I'm pretty sure that was
he
his.
He infiltrated and said, LEDs. What are you doing?
I think that's what...
It's going to be sleepy Tuscaloosa. They better watch out because Pruitt and the boys, they got some momentum.
You know how if you have a problem child, like in class or something, or if you're babysitting or whatever...
Well, there's one in this room, yes.
Or you got... Yeah, you. You got this like group of kids you're monitoring at maybe a summer camp or the Boys and Girls Club or something. And, you know, if you got this one kid that just is kind of a go-getter, but they're always putting their energy in the wrong places, kind of like a la Butch Jones on a coaching staff, you give them their own special project, right?
Yeah.
Like, all right, buddy, here's something
this
you're
is very
really,
important.
Yeah, you're really good at.
Top secret.
I feel like Nick Saban, maybe to start the summer, put Butch Jones on the light problem and said, don't come back until the week we play Tennessee.
And then he's going to get the bill and be like, what what the hell did you do?
Make sure that these lights are ready for a big night game the third Saturday in October. I'll work the SEC office to make sure we get the latest time slot ever given in SEC football.
Georgia thought they had a layup against South Carolina. They did not have a layup. So look out. Tennessee sneaking around the chicken coop. Little momentum. Good defensive performance.
The chicken coop.
Hey, the line back
the
down
fox around
to
the
34
hen house.
And a half.
See?
It went up to 35.
The money's moving.
It went
money.
Up to 35.
The
we're now
sharps,
down to 34
the
and a half.
Knows.
The sharps are on the Vols.
Smart money
ride
knows.
Me. Take the balls, 34 and a half. Maybe take them straight up. What's that? What's that money line?
We need the money. We need the my bookie money line on Tennessee to win
I'm
the
on
football
it.
Game. Because my oh my, would that be something? I wonder what the money line was on South Carolina to beat Georgia even. Because that'd be pretty.
I'm sure, it was outrageous.
Yeah.
It won't be as outrageous as this.
No, they were what 24 and a half.
There's not even a money line for this game.
Can't even get it.
You think they'd take it?
Yeah. Put a number on it. I always feel like the odds on these types of bets are even though they'll be ridiculously crazy, you know, very long odds, they're still not long enough for me. Like, they'll come out with the SEC championship odds. It's like Vanderbilt, you know, 40,000 to 1. I'm like, that's not high enough. Like, that's not enough money. That's not enough of a chance.
I mean, as it relates, this isn't my bookie, but as far as the betting percentage, 36% on the ball, 64% on Alabama.
Yeah,
it's about right.
This is FanDuel's, but the over under is 63.5.
Okay. They got us scoring a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
What is that, like 55-10? Great.
A close comparison here. Ohio State is a 28.5 point favorite, but the money line
50-14.
On the money line on Northwestern is just plus 1660.
Is Hunter Johnson their starting quarterback? Do we know that?
I don't know. Got no clue, Davey. What I do have is some offensive and defensive grades from Tennessee from last week in the big win.
Big win.
Want to get into those next segment. We're going to take a little break here. Get all ready for some SEC punishments. I got to get suited up. Billy's going to drink his egg. Davey's got to get his brain freeze going. And Houston's going to play shock collar trivia. We're going to get a couple warm-up questions from Rod's Farm. What do you call it? Well, give me the official title,
Rod's
Billy Williford.
Rod's Farm Trivia for Houston.
You want to go ahead and put that thing on and practice to kind of be?
No.
Okay. Fire away, Billy.
Houston.
Yes.
After corn, what is the largest crop grown in the United States?
Is this a trick question?
I haven't seen this one.
Crop.
Uh-huh.
I got a guess.
Marijuana.
Bzz.
Soybeans.
Boom. No, you got it right.
Check that. Check that.
I'm only going off what Rod.
Well, I don't know. Well,
marijuana.
Buddy.
I mean, it might be soon, but it's not.
It's now. A lot.
It's a
lot.
Of states where you can't legally grow it.
You ever driven to the go to the beach down through Mississippi, Alabama? It's just soybean after soybean, everywhere. Anyway, go ahead.
What year was the tractor invented?
Oh.
Uh, 1909. 1915. 1892.
These are dumb.
All right.
You got another one?
Yep, I got one more. You, hopefully you were listening
what
to the
year,
show.
What year was the tractor invented?
Get hopefully you were listening to the show yesterday.
I would have made that
multiple
choice for you if we were putting it on the actual thing. Yeah.
How many raw eggs does Rod eat every morning?
He has two.
Oh, there you go.
He has two. You have to eat three.
Good save. Good save. All right, we'll get set. We'll come back.
Yeah. Great.
The moment everyone's been looking forward to right after this.
Did I charge this? Oh.
Well, Davey, I can't hear anything, so I don't know if we're on. I guess we are. Welcome back into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.
Well, if you can't hear the music, then the mics are on.
Right. No, I knew. I was just kind of playing it up a little bit.
Better strap on that chin strap.
Houston brings me in a child's helmet. Like, what? What? Like, I had to take the ear pads off just to get it this far down on my head. Good grief, Chris. I thought you had like an official, you know, man's helmet.
It is an official man's helmet.
Who wore this thing? Like the backup walk-on third, eighth string fullback?
I think that was Butch's helmet, if I'm not mistaken.
It's got the,
he's
the
a little
nice,
guy.
This is like the first helmet I had to wear in middle school football. Had Shouts this bar right down the middle. That's when you know you're either A, old, because like I think Herschel Walker's like first college helmet at Georgia. You know, the last
is that
time,
what it looked like?
The last time they won a national championship had this middle bar. I don't know. It's some of the guys back then.
Going back a ways.
Or you just knew that you weren't anywhere near the top of the depth chart. Like, I mean, I was playing wide receiver in like seventh grade. I had a bar down the middle of my helmet. You knew that it was not.
Safety first. You don't want anything getting in there.
It's not going to be a good day.
That looks like a Dale Jones helmet.
When I moved to, you know, the next year I was able to get a helmet with just the normal kind of bottom. Good Lord, I'm going to have a headache.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to wear the helmet the whole time.
There we go.
That middle bar
just give you
there.
A snot bubble, like in the movie.
It's not too bad.
And middle bars to make it to where you don't get poked in the eyes.
I feel like I could still poke him in the eye.
Right.
Maybe it's to keep a cleat from flying in there.
It's like Larry, Curly, and Moe.
Who
know?
Was the punter a few years ago that got his nose absolutely smashed? Do you remember this? I think it's for the Redskins. I think they're playing
NFL,
the Cowboys.
Right?
He had like the little two bar
on the bottom.
And I think they blocked a punt, and then he got hit.
Destroyed.
And they just show him walking off the field, and his nose is like pushed back up in his face. Like, it was brutal.
It's like, this is why you wear an actual face mask.
I guess kickers, they just want to be able to see. Yeah. Is that why so many punters and kickers have the small bar?
Prima donna.
Who was the guy for the Vikings? Was it Gary Anderson?
Gary Anderson, the single
bar?
The
single bar.
Why do they even have a bar at all?
What are you doing?
Let's do the Mason Rudolph.
They were about to say Mason Ramsey.
No.
Love me for my twine. You know, he's playing the national anthem for the Rams, or is it Chargers Titans this
Chargers,
weekend? Yeah,
Chargers.
We get Mason Ramsey on the anthem.
And on note, they announced last night that Marcus Mariota was going to be replaced by Ryan Tannehill as the starter for the Titans quarterback.
Hey, we did get some sports this segment. That's pretty good. I think Billy needs to drink his egg now because it's gradually getting, you know, warmer and warmer.
Oh yeah, we don't want that thing scrambled. Ooh.
Oh yeah, nice raw egg, nice large grade egg.
What's your plan here? You're gonna eat with a fork? What are you, an idiot?
I'm gonna cut the yolk a little bit.
I think you should just slurp it right down. But you say you
can like
pills.
It's like an oyster shot.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not gonna slow sip that, right? Like, you're gonna just
after
down the hatch
it,
after he mixes it.
That. I'm telling you, like, I'll gag and I'll throw it up.
Swallower.
Like, everyone. Yeah.
Do we have a trash can properly put?
I think I might be okay if I.
Okay. Okay.
If you do, just throw it back up into the cup. You
similar
know?
Consistency. It's not much in volume, right?
I
mean,
real quick, I hope our listeners and viewers realize how dedicated we are to you because we do this for your enjoyment and your entertainment. Because Billy doesn't want to eat this egg. Nate doesn't want to look like the little kid from Little Giants.
This foam is choking me.
Davey might want to drink the slushy. It's not bad.
Not really.
We'll see
fast,
if he gets the ice cream headache damage.
It actually is.
And I
tasty.
Definitely don't want to put on this shot collar.
Yeah, that's
going
to be fun.
These awful trivia questions, which I have no doubt are going to be just horrendously bad.
Wait 1 second, Billy.
You ready, Billy? Ready for down the hatch?
All right, you're good.
Raw egg number one. Hulk Hogan will be proud.
Oh, he's even got a chaser. That doesn't look that bad.
He's not going straight for the chaser. He's probably all in on the raw egg.
Oh,
now.
Man. I wanted to. One egg a day.
You wanted to
isn't that what Rocky give it did?
No, Rocky was like four.
Oh, was it?
Hulk Hogan used to do that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that. He didn't even touch the chaser.
I wanted to do it for the show.
All right.
Just make sure.
You just want to make sure.
Whoa, that's I know that face.
You balked a little bit. All
I
right.
know that
that's,
face.
That's fair.
I've seen that face
you gave it
in the
a
bars.
Good 20, 30
at about
seconds.
2 a.m. Well, out of 10, 10 being the worst, 1 being that was nothing. Where are we at?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But it's
that's
not good.
That's good.
It's not good. Like, I wouldn't choose to do it.
What setting am I having to be on with this thing?
What was the highest? 7?
7. I'll go 7. I'm a man.
All right.
I'm 40. Not really.
I think what makes it worse is I can't just go 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Like, I got to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to let that one linger.
Hope I don't get sick.
Eh, you'll be fine.
Don't be a baby.
Are we ready for Houston?
I think your mic got turned off.
Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to do Davey next segment. We're going to do trivia questions now. Davey's going to brain freeze at the end or, you know, late at the 45s. Oh, do I need to pull these up to check you guys, or are you going to be guys going to be good?
I feel
and
like I'm the most fair on the show.
You are.
Interesting.
Bama Billy. Most fair.
I think so.
Did I give you the remote?
No, right I there. Do not have
take
the remote.
Take off your headphones, please.
Why?
Okay, don't.
Okay, I won't. Thank you.
I thought... Yeah, is there some electrical issue... Is that what we said last year?
Yeah.
Somebody
could,
told
there
us
could be.
Take off the headphones so you don't get electrocuted.
I don't think so.
Might like create a circuit or something where just zzz, zzz, zzz.
Oh, God.
Is that the button? The side
I
button?
I think they're all the button.
No.
Wait. Test it out real quick.
No, don't. No. Don't.
I'm not. It's not the side one?
No, it's the front. It's the front with the
one?
Little raised thing.
Oh, okay.
Nick, yeah. You make sure he's
what
got
number
that
is that
on?
Tight. What number is it on?
6.
Okay, we'll start at 6.
Start at 6.
Oh, gosh.
How am I going to know if this is actually working?
Do you want Nate to test it? I can give it to him. You want to test it?
No.
Okay.
Why would I test
it? Just don't tell him when you're going to hit it, Billy, and then we'll know.
If he misses a question and you hit it.
Yeah, you'll know. You'll know if it's working.
So don't tell him.
Okay.
If you hit the button, and then if he doesn't. Feel it, you'll know, and then we'll get it fixed, and we'll be good to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you ready,
I'm, like,
Houston?
Shaking. No, I hate this. I'm
sure
not.
You don't want to take the headphones
let,
off. We took them off last year.
We did?
Yeah.
I think you'll get the first one right.
If that helps you. Yeah.
I don't, if that it. Makes you feel better.
wait, who's asking first?
I got
David
odd.
First.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. The first edition of the annual Shock Collar Trivia. Houston Kress in the hot seat. Davey Hudson, go.
Question number one of hour number one. The 2019 Geico Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods was held on the Tennessee River Bay, or Billy.
Back in March.
Can you name 3 of the top 5 finishers in the final results?
Yes, I think so. Ott Defoe.
Okay.
That was top 3, huh? How much time do I have? What?
I'm just checking your screen over there.
I got to have that pulled up. Ott Defoe.
Yes.
Jacob Wheeler.
Yep.
And Chris Zaldane.
Yeah, it worked.
You hit it twice.
No, I didn't.
Yes, he did.
The correct response would have been Ott Defoe, which you got, Jacob Wheeler, Jesse Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins. I forgot about Wiggins.
Is that Michael?
Iaconelli?
Iaconelli, yeah. And Mark Daniels Jr.
Where did Zaldane finish up?
I only put the top 5 on there.
Oh. God.
All right, great start.
I know he had a big like second or third day.
I thought
day.
You had that.
I did too.
You're on the money.
I wanted to say Iaconelli, but I thought he had a bad third day.
Was that a fair question?
Yeah, it was very fair. Okay. I should have gotten
3
that
out
one.
Of 5. We thought that was
I should have gotten that. Who was fifth?
Mark Daniels Jr.
Yep.
I should have got Wiggins. I should have got Iaconelli. I was thinking him, and then for some reason, I didn't think he had a good last day.
Well, we weren't quite sure a bunch of random. You know how like at the British Open sometimes, like the top five might be a bunch of guys you never heard of because the weather's nasty. Mm-hmm. We felt like those were pretty big names.
Especially being in Tennessee.
Right. I mean, we knew you were plugged into them.
Not plugged in enough.
All right.
Ooh, that was one of the ones I thought you'd get right.
I did too.
Yeah. That was a dunk. Boing, off the back rim. Okay. All right.
All right. We talked about this on the show yesterday.
Feel good about this.
Question number two. When the now-called Dollywood Amusement Theme Park opened in 1961, what was the name of the park?
Gold Rush.
I thought someone said it was Gold Rush before Silver Dollar City.
It was. There was another name before that.
When it opened, as Billy said on the show yesterday, it was Rebel Railroad.
I said it on the show.
Yeah. I don't remember the Rebel Railroad part.
You kind of actually went back and listened to it. You kind of just started to try to talk over Billy when he said it, so I think it's kind of funny.
That's why Billy went for that. He's like, no way he heard this.
Ish best served.
Rebel Railroad?
Yeah.
That's what it started
That's
as.
Stupid. Mm.
All right.
Thought that was a fair question, too.
I thought the Gold Rush, you guys thought I was going to think Silver Dollar City.
Mm. Yeah.
So I had to go back
that one
two
extra,
names.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Great.
Question number three.
It's too deep.
When is the last time Tennessee football lost exactly three games in back-to-back seasons?
They lost three games in total. Regular season and bowl included?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they lost exactly three games.
Back-to-back seasons. What were those two seasons?
Years? We'll give you a minute.
This is including the bowl games?
Yes. Like the final record, three losses.
And it's not like 1911 or anything crazy.
No, I definitely thought this was another one that you would get.
2003-04?
Correct.
Oh, thank God.
That was fair, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
That was good.
Number five. Who's got number five?
Number four.
Number four.
No, number four. My bad.
No, who? Number five. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and get to five.
Who scored more career points in college, J.J. Redick or Tyler Hansbrough?
While he's thinking on that
Redick.
One,
Billy. I hate to see it.
Billy, did you have another list? Because that's number five on mine.
Yeah, he sent an update one this morning.
Yeah.
Check your email.
To your email.
Oh, email. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Hansbrough had more than Redick, really?
It was really close.
Even with all those threes?
It was really close.
Oh, I got you. All right.
You double psyched yourself out. You're like, J.J. Redick shoots threes. The answer's probably Hansbrough because they wouldn't have made it so obvious.
Yeah.
But then I'm flipping back to Redick because that's probably what they thought.
That one was definitely one I didn't think you'd get.
Thanks.
It was 50-50.
Yeah. That's true. I did have.
It's like Butch Jones says, one of those 50-50 balls.
Had a coin flip there.
Number five. Who holds the all-time record for most points scored in a Tennessee basketball game?
In a single game.
Bernard King. What the hell? Okay, who was it?
Tony White.
Tony White, Bearden
boy. That's right. That's right. The
he
wizard.
Scored 51 points.
51? I thought King had like a 55.
Not from the records I have.
Not according to the official Tennessee records.
If so, I will take a question.
By the way, it's really bad. I know when I miss, because when I get it right, you're like, yeah. And if I get it wrong, you just sit there and look at me. Like
it kind of makes it great.
It's awful because like, oh, I got it wrong, and then I just wait to get shot in the back of the head with this stupid shot caller.
The dread.
Oh my gosh.
Number six.
So am I one of six?
Yeah.
Wasn't that six?
No, that was Davey has odd. I have even.
No, Bassmaster, Rebel Railroad, 2003, 2004, Hansbrough, Tony White.
I thought you'd get Tony White.
We talked about that on the show.
You weren't thinking with this one around your neck, I promise.
I think you'll get this one.
Don't say that. Don't do that.
Nate got it yesterday.
I don't.
So did Davey.
Don't set me up. Don't set me up with the, this is so easy, you'll definitely get this. If you don't, you're an idiot.
All right, let's read the question.
All right, number six. What bird was Benjamin Franklin rumored as lobbying for to become the national bird of America?
A turkey.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm back, baby. Ha ha! Take it, Davey. Don't let me get hot.
Number
okay,
seven.
Okay, yeah, here we go. All right. Okay. Over 97% of all known fish are oviparous, which means what?
Okay, this is not a fish question. This is a language question. I feel like this is very unfair. Say it again.
Over 97% of all known fish are oviparous, which means what?
O-V-I-P-A-R-O-U-S. Oviparous? Oviparous? Are you sure you're saying that right? Does it matter?
I'm just playing the percentages here, and I'm going to say that they're saltwater fish.
Yeah, I hate to see it.
What? Okay, what was it then?
It's like ovaries. Their eggs develop outside the body.
Oh, yeah, I should have known that.
You're a fish guy. You're right on it. You're like, oh,
I'm
this is a
fish
a word
guy,
question.
Not an egg guy.
That was a listener submit as well.
Oh, thanks for that. Thanks, guy.
Number eight.
Gal.
Number eight. This one was a listener submit, and they said that you brag about this all the time. You should have a chance to get it. Number eight. What was the name of Thomas Rhett's first band?
I told you he'd give that look.
They said you brag about meeting Thomas Rhett all the time. You make references for him all the time before I came on the show.
He did hang out in that corner of the end zone during that App State game.
So some friends of mine are friends of his.
Ah.
But when I...
You didn't help him name his first band?
I did not, Nate. Thank you. This is
a hard one.
Give him the first word.
The thanks.
It is okay. It is four words.
I mean, he's not gonna get it.
The Thomas.
It's kind of like you either know it or you don't, Billy. I don't think.
What was it?
High-heeled flip-flops.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Coming back to him now.
That was an awful question.
Well, you can thank Brad.
Shouts out, Brad.
For that question.
You jerk.
All Number right. nine.
You should get this one.
Yeah.
What are the names of the members of Tool?
Just the four names?
Past and present, it says.
Yeah, past and present. So you will have one, two, three,
five
four,
names.
Five, six.
Six?
No, five. Sorry. It's double. It's
okay.
Double.
Counting is hard.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, they had
because
a middle
Paul
name.
Because Paul Dalmore was the bassist, and he's... no longer with the group. He was replaced by Justin Chancellor on bass.
Correct.
Adam Jones plays guitar. Maynard James Keenan is the lead singer. And Danny Carey is the greatest drummer to ever walk the planet.
There you go.
Correct.
I like that you went back and found the bassist that got kicked out of the band, though. That's a tricky move. That's a tricky move.
Mm-hmm.
But not tricky enough.
That was one of your...
Not tricky
that
enough.
That was one of your easy ones.
That was a layup.
Number 10. And the final question of hour one, Shot Collar Trivia.
You remember when I said... Know your NASCAR knowledge.
I got a lesson in NASCAR knowledge yesterday.
What year did Trevor Bayne win the Daytona 500?
I think it was 2010. Was it 9?
11.
That's pretty good round.
I knew I was going to
be. I mean, you had a couple tough misses, but you're right there.
I was in the hunt.
You got the turkey. We knew you'd get the turkey.
I thought you'd get the first one, and then you got Tool. Those are your three layups.
I thought you'd get the Bassmaster. Yeah, that was close.
That was on me. That was my fault. I thought it was like Nelly, and I panicked.
I really gave you four layups.
You had 50-50 on Reddick and Hansbro. You just went the wrong way. And Tony White, I thought.
Five of them were. Yeah, really.
I had
chance.
No idea if you'd know the oviparous.
Do I have a burn?
Or not.
The little two prong burn right here?
No.
Okay.
It looks a little. No.
I knew you would get the Tennessee football question right.
The record one?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a little tougher than I.
But it was fair.
No, like, it was very fair. I just had to think back and not panic.
Brain freeze for Davey. Next, final segment, hour number one of Three and Out right here on Fan Run Radio. Told me the world is going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool. Shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground.
Welcome back in, Truly Hard Seltzer Studios.
I'll make the neck hole a little deeper next time.
I got duct tape on my arm over here now.
Yeah, I don't know
my hair.
I don't know how that happened.
Good grief.
It was an accident. Mm. I had nothing to do with it.
I get half credit for the arm wax, Jeff.
No, I don't think so. Mm. What'd I go? Three of ten?
3 of 10.
Yeah, I thought you would do much better in that round.
Yeah, you
That's what everyone says. And then people with the shot collar on realize, because I'm worried about the time.
Don't worry about the time.
I didn't even count for you.
Yeah. No, I know, but I didn't want to sit here all day trying to think of, you know, who might have led Tennessee in the single game scoring column.
You got the turkey. You got
turkey,
the
tool,
Tennessee football.
Tennessee.
And
so yeah, those are the three.
Those are your core values as a person.
You should have got bath,
food,
Tennessee football, and fishing.
Yeah, and bands.
No bands. Yeah, you missed the fishing. Oh,
yeah, that's right.
I did miss fishing.
Yeah, you didn't see it. I got 2 out of 3. It's not bad.
Yeah, that.
I had it. I panicked. I panicked on the top 5. It was bad.
I actually think you'll.
That was on me.
I think you'll go on a little run in hour 2.
Let's go. That's right. Don't let me get hot. Davey, are you ready to chug your beverage? Is it did you drink all the water out of the bottom?
Not all of it. I mixed it up to where
you
we're
did.
Good.
Oh, okay, good. I don't even know how we judge this. Like, he could just be like, "Ow, I have a headache," and
we'll just watch him drink it. And
well, yeah, I mean, that's the idea.
Like, if we guess that he doesn't go hard enough, then we'll make him do it again.
He's got to drink it for like a minute straight. Chug as much.
I don't know about a minute.
A minute.
Is that 30 seconds?
What is this? Am I getting waterboarded? Like, yeah. Lord, Billy.
Hold your breath and drink
sure
until you die.
That's a challenge on that.
For a minute?
That money game that you were telling us to watch.
A minute?
Where they count quarters?
Yeah.
You got to chug as much as you can for a minute. Yeah.
Not of something freezing cold.
Yeah, it was a slushy. It was like a Mountain Dew slushy.
Yeah, but they get a minute to see who can chug the most. Like, they're not telling them they have to funnel it for a minute. It's basically like you have a minute. Whoever drinks the most of this cold beverage
wins
the challenge.
So,
and if you're last, you get kicked off the show, potentially.
So they drink until they get the ice cream headache and then stop.
Yeah.
Davey cannot do that. I don't know. Maybe he can.
How much is in there?
About 3/4 still.
Okay.
It was a big cup.
Yeah.
It's the Route 44.
I have another one, too. Like another cup, the same stuff.
Chug, chug, chug,
go, 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 go.
Chug, chug,
faster.
Chug,
swallow,
chug, chug,
swallow.
Yeah, is any coming out? Are you just holding it up against your... I haven't seen you swallow yet, you cheater. You're just... that might be worse if he's just holding it in his mouth.
Know. We may have to get Billy to, like, stand on that side next time.
There we go. What was that sound? I've never heard that.
Was that a burp? A hiccup?
From a slushy?
Oh, we should have had Billy check the level of the slush.
Right. I don't know. Davey's a glutton for punishment. I trust him.
I think he's got it now.
Yeah,
that's the ice cream headache face. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
There we go. Good on you.
It's still cold on my teeth.
He always complains about his teeth.
Teeth,
it's always his teeth that have issues.
You only got multiple dentist sponsors.
Did you get
on this
Did you get the
Just
headache?
One.
Is it getting better?
Get your teeth fixed.
Somebody told me yesterday that
if they gave you advice on how to make the ice cream headache go away,
like
and be
hold
very
your
upset.
Tongue on the roof of your mouth.
People are
say
sending
that.
In questions that I have no chance of answering. I know that face. He's. I don't think he's faking.
They say the worst part, like it's hard with the thickness of that ice, but to make the headache come faster or the brain freeze is once it touches the roof of the mouth.
Yep,
that's when it gets to be the worst.
Because that's the part that is closest to your brain. That's why it's a headache, because it's the roof of your mouth and there's not a lot of insulation there, so it gets cold and then you get a headache. Brain freeze, whatever you want to call it. How's it feel? Is it still hurting?
At least it tastes good.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, this is positive.
Brian said he wanted me to give you cheese ice cream, cheese-flavored ice cream.
Terrible.
Boy, that would have been fun to watch Davey have to chug cheese-flavored ice cream.
He can't do it. He just puked it right up.
Well, that would have been fun for me.
No, okay.
I would have loved it.
Yeah. Good point by you.
How would you rate that one, knowing you have to do it again? Like, is this a bad punishment? Is this like a whatever?
I mean, the pain goes away after about 15 seconds.
Yeah, but that's a tough 15
Not
seconds.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
It's. Yeah. I mean, nothing's going to top smoothie roulette for me.
And there's one more out there for you, big guy. One more magic mixer.
It's like the punishment. Suicide. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that Dave gets
when they're a mystery can one.
Yeah, it's just canned food roulette. No, I got that one last year.
I know, and you still forgot about it.
You gave me jalapeno spam.
Yeah.
Mandarin oranges.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to sip on this.
Fruit cocktail.
That one for the rest of the show and use the other one for the challenges.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Mm. Hey, good on you, though.
He's talking so quietly.
Well, right when he first started talking, after he was like...
After he burped and everything.
Yeah, well, I think that was just air, you know, when he's chugging that... Billy, next time, check the level. Make sure he drinks a pretty good amount. You know, mark it with a line, a little Sharpie. And now he's going back for more. Look at it. It must be pretty tasty.
It must be tasty, yeah. I got to try one of these.
Well, the Red Bull, too. Like,
yeah, you need
it. Getting you going.
It gives you wings.
Well, we're up against it. We'll come back. We'll get into how Tennessee graded out against Mississippi State. Talk some Tennessee football on the other side. Stick with us right here from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio.